Good morning. My guest this morning is Jill Kenningsdorf from the Occidental Center for the Arts. Good morning, Jill.
Good morning.
Well, we're talking about an event that happens on July the 12th. That's a Friday at 7 p.m. And the title I have here is kind of long, but it's very provocative. Triple Whammy, it says. A panel discussion and book launches celebrating the wild new world of publishing.
Yes.
Now, that is really, that's very provocative. So, talk about it. What is the book and what is this wild new world?
Well, I think it's going to be an exciting event because we've got publishing world, as you know, right now is pretty crazy. And we have three ambassadors from three different types of publishing. So we have Becca Lawton, who is her latest book is Junction, Utah. And that is an agented e-published book. And then we have Jordan Rosenfeld, who is independently published.
Uh-huh.
And her book is called Forged in Grace.
She is a KRCB person.
Oh, right. Great. And then my book is called Phoebe. I'm Jill Kenningsdorf, and the book is called Phoebe and the Ghost of Chagall. And it was published by McAdam Cage.
So very briefly, because we only have 5 minutes, tell us what the difference is among these three methods of publishing.
Well, I think in this world right now, it's all about trying to promote your book. And so people are trying to get the most readers that they possibly can. So, you know, these are all just ways to get the word out there and get your book in the hands of people who love to read.
I know the one way is by contacting an organization that will print on demand, that is, print as many books or as few books as you want for a given time.
Right.
So people make arrangements with that organization, and then they sell through Amazon.
Right. That's the independent publishing branch. And the e-publishing is, I know Becca Lawton has an agent, and they decided that this would be a great way to get her book out there. Because I think, you know, my book is a hardbound book, and it's also out in e-book, but the cost is, the e-books that you download are much more reasonable than the hardbound books. So a lot of agents are exploring that.
Right.
Tact.
It's like you pay, say, $5
exactly.
to publish your book.
Exactly.
And isn't there two ways? Like you can either have it online, read the whole thing over time, or else you can get it chapter by chapter or groups of chapters and so on?
Yes. I actually am a proponent of the hardbound world, so I don't even own a Kindle.
But no, I think I don't either.
But I think with the Kindle, you can buy portions of the book, I believe, and do it that way. And a lot of the advantage of the e-publishing world is their book is offered free, sometimes certain chapters just to get you hooked, and then you can proceed with the rest of the book. So
the problem that I find with that, and I know it's not a problem with lots of people, is I find it difficult to read for pleasure on a video screen.
I do too, but I know that a lot of people have the argument that, you know, if you're moving around, it's light and you can pick it up whenever, you know. So I think there's a place for both.
Right. Oh, sure.
Both.
My problem is that I'm old and prejudiced.
I'm a little on your side of the fence too.
But then you can actually, and you discuss that too, I guess, publish a book in the old way, get an agent, get it to a publishing company and have it published in hardbound or paperback or both.
Yes. And now what typically happens is they'll do both. You know, they'll publish it in hardbound and then a month or two later it will come out in ebook. So they're trying to reach.
What way is your way again?
My way is that way. My book is came out through McAdam Cage, and then a few months later it came out in ebook.
And what is it called?
It's called Phoebe and the Ghost of Chagall. It's about missing art, and it all takes place in the south of France, and Chagall's ghost comes back, and
it sounds great.
Fun romp.
Thank you, Jill.
Thank
for
you so
in.
Much.
And listen, I know that there are people out there who want to get their books published. It's inevitable in Sonoma County. So this is the first step to take. Go to the Occidental Center for the Arts on July the 12th, that's a Friday, 7 p.m., and you will find out all about various ways to get books published in the 21st century world. For information, call 874-9392. Online, it's occidentalcenterforthearts.org. Thanks for listening. I'm Roland Giacopetti on KRCB for Sonoma Spotlight. Have a great day.